Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you on your great radio station. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area and Cherry County. A nice fall trip down the Niobrara River. Check out the International Dark Skies at Merritt Reservoir. Or how about a hunting trip? Upland birds, turkey, whatever you might be looking for, deer, elk, antelope, all here in north central Nebraska and Cherry County. Check it all out at visitvalentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not flashy, fancy. No, they stick to the basics. They focus on what matters, and that is providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style. Once you see the content, check them out online at tsln.com. You can subscribe there. You can get updated information. Both locations have a ton of information.
And the Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And what are you going to read today, Kim?
I have the pear tree story.
The pear tree story. I don't think I know that one.
Well, shall I begin?
Or shall. Are you starting? You shall.
I shall. Okay, the pear tree. There was a man who had four sons. He wanted his sons to learn not to judge things too quickly. So he sent them each on a quest, in turn, to go and look at a pear tree that was a great distance away. The first son went in the winter, the second in the spring, the third in summer, and the youngest son in the fall. When they had all gone and come back, he called them together to describe what they had seen. The first son said that the tree was ugly, bent, and twisted. The second son said it was covered with green buds and full of promise. The third son disagreed. He said it was laden with blossoms. It smelled so sweet and looked so beautiful. It was the most graceful thing he had ever seen. The last son disagreed with all of them. He said it was ripe and drooping with fruit, full of life and fulfillment. The man then explained to his sons that they were all right because they had each seen but only one season in the tree's life. He told them that you cannot judge a tree or a person by only one season, and that the essence of who they are and the pleasure, joy, and love that come from that life can only be measured at the end when all the seasons are up. If you give up when it's winter, you will miss the promise of your spring, the beauty of your summer, the fulfillment of your fall. Don't let the pain of one season destroy the joy of all the rest. Don't judge life by one difficult season. Persevere through the difficult patches, and better times are sure to come sooner or later.
Do you know the author on that?
I do not know the author. It's called The Pear Tree, and I don't know if it was submitted or if Jim found it, but it's something he's had, and it was very intriguing.
Well, it's fall, and that means it's sale season. Calves are going to market. It's the fall run of cattle across our Good Stuff listening area, and this has something to do with sale barns. If you've never been in the holding pens out back of a sale barn, you'll never forget it, and you sure won't forget it. You could make up many a yarn about the yearlings and steers, wranglers and blue heelers, the dust of the alleyway. Cowboys and ranchers, no fancy dancers, out here where the work is done. The bawlin' and bellerin' of a thousand head or more. Sure's a sweet sound to a feller who's never heard it before. Wranglers on fine cow horses, moving them easy down the alley. Heelers alongside. Dust, hot sun, and all that noise drowns out the world outside those pens. And if you have need to climb over a steel gate, make sure that you do that next to the hinge.
That's a really sound, solid tip, isn't it?
Yeah, a little advice and a little bit of humor from back behind in all the sale barn activities.
I like that. Oh, everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. Confucius says that. And here's another bit of wisdom. Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around.
Thanks for listening out there on great radio stations like Sundance, Wyoming's KYDT 103.1 FM. That's Dirt Road Radio. And thanks for listening here on The Good Stuff.